Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Deuteronomy 11:18-20. Come, all little children, hear a special word. It's time to tell another story of our Lord. Everyone is welcome. You can bring a guest. Come and share our Savior. It's time for SOS. S-O-S.
S-O-S.
Share our Savior.
Share our Savior.
S-O-S.
S-O-S.
Calling on the Lord.
Calling on the Lord.
Hello again, and welcome to SOS, which stands for That's right, Share Our Savior. My name is Dave, but you can call me Mr. SOS. I'm so happy that you are listening to another SOS Children's Nighttime program. I pray that God will bless you during our time together and that you will be inspired to go and SOS
Share Our Savior
with your friends. Today I'm going to talk to you about being the kind of friend that Jesus would want us to be. I have a box in my hand right now. Yes, I do. And it's filled with lots of buttons. Yeah, lots of them. I bet you have a box of buttons like this laying around in your house somewhere, too. Can you hear the buttons bumping upside each other as I move my fingers around in the box? There must be hundreds of buttons in this box. There's different shapes and different sizes and different colors, too. Someone who said they didn't want them anymore gave these buttons to me a while back. All these buttons just sitting around in this box and nowhere to go. You know, I don't think it would be much fun being a button, do you? Have you ever heard the short story, Button in the Box? I'd like to read it to you right now. It goes like this. I'm a button in a box. I wish I had a friend, someone who could keep me warm in the soft part of their hand. You know, I used to have a purpose in my younger years back then. Why, I was attached upon someone's raincoat. How I longed to be again. Now, I know it may not seem like a button's life is much, but when you've been where I've been, you appreciate that special touch. Now, few times, though it may have been, each time it meant so much to me, 'cause when I got all slipped into place, my purpose everybody could see. And then one day, I'll never forget it, it was a driving wind and rain, and I came unloose, and I popped right off. And it's never been the same. I feel that I'm not wanted. I've been laying here for years. And if a button could cry at all, why, I'd be shedding lots of tears. You know, I'd change if I was able, but a button has to wait. It's only when we're picked up do we suddenly awake. It's something about a loving hand that heals the hurt within. And if I could have only one wish, why, I'd be inside your hand. Have you ever felt like that, Button? It sounded kind of sad and lonely, didn't it? In fact, it sounded like it really needed a friend to pick him up. You know, I remember one time when I was about your age. I was in school and some kids had just been picking on me and poking fun of me during recess. Has that ever happened to you? I remember sitting there in class feeling very lonely, wasn't even listening to my teacher. You know, it's not very fun feeling like you don't have any friends. Have you ever felt that way? Everybody does sometime in their life. I kind of felt like the button in a box from that story, you know what I mean? The part where it says, I feel like I'm not wanted, been laying here for years, and if a button could cry at all, I'd be shedding lots of tears. That's just how I felt. And I did shed some tears, too, because I was sad and I was lonely. And then I remember somebody put their hand on my shoulder, and I turned around real quick to see who it was, because I thought, oh, it's going to be one of those mean kids again who are going to poke fun of me. But it wasn't. It was a boy whose name is John Tillmans. And John had curly red hair, like I used to have. And you see, I was a very short boy with freckles. But John was a very tall boy with freckles. And John smiled at me and he patted me on the back. And I knew that he was going to be a good friend. And he was. John was also a Christian boy. He had the love of Jesus in his heart. And he shared that with me that day. He helped me feel like I was put back in a comfortable place again, like the button in a box. There are plenty of kids and even adults who are feeling lonely or sad. That's right. Just look around at school or on the playground. There are kids out there who are being picked on and poked fun of every day. You know what? It doesn't take much to help put a smile back on someone's face. And kids like you, and I'm talking to you, kids like you, know just how to do it better than anybody else on earth. That's right. You can show the love of Jesus to others. You can be a friend to those who are feeling sad and lonely. And I hope you do. I hope you do it often as you can. Okay? Okay, my friend. That boy John did something that Jesus asks all of us to do. Love one another. And there's a great verse in the Bible that talks about what I've been saying here today. I'd like you to remember this verse, and I'm going to have Robbie say it to you right now.
Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." John 15, verse 12.
We can even sing this verse like we have before. That's a great way to remember a Bible verse.
This is my commandment, that we love one another. That we love one another as I have loved you. This is my commandment, that we love one another. That we love one another as I have loved you. John 15, verse 12.
Now you sing with me.
This is my commandment, that we love one another. That we love one another as I have loved you. This is my commandment, that we love one another. That we love one another as I have John 15, verse 12.
That's very good. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." John 15, verse 12. I hope you will do what Jesus says and share his love with as many people as you can. You can do it, because you're an SOS kid. You're a Share Our Savior kid.
Many lonely people feel like buttons in a box, waiting for a loving hand to give back what they've lost. They can't get up, get going. Sometimes they want to hide. They need someone like you kids to help them feel good inside. 'Cause kids like you are special,
God made each one that way. You can make a person smile by what you do and say. So when you see a person who's sad and lonely too, remember Jesus said, love them the way that I loved you. Well, it's time to go. But before I do, let's have a prayer together, shall we? Hey, why don't you say the SOS prayer along with us this time? That would be great. Let us pray.
Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thanks that I am free. Grant that I may always know that you died and rose for me. When I'm sleeping or awake, I pray that you will be right beside me, now and always. I give my life to thee. Amen.
Take what you have heard now, and remember as you play, if you stay close to Jesus,
you'll have a carefree day.
Because he is always with you.
He will always care.
Jesus gives us strength
that comes to us in prayer.
He will always listen.
He is in this place.
Jesus is your Savior.
Put on a happy face.
Have a great week, my friends, and remember, don't worry.
Be happy.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy that Jesus saved my soul. He likes me.
He likes me.
That's why he.
That's why he.
Died that I might be forever whole. You're doing good. Come on. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy that he's right by my side. He likes me.
He likes me.
That's why he.
That's why he.
Gave the gift of everlasting life. Let's do it again. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy that Jesus saved my soul. He likes me.
He likes me.
That's why he.
That's why he.
Died that I might be forever whole. You're doing good. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy that he's right by my side. He likes me.
He likes me.
That's why he.
That's why he.
Gave the gift of everlasting life. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Gave the gift of everlasting life. Jesus, for this day, thanks that I am free. Grant that I may always know you died and rose for me. As I go to sleep this night, I pray that you right beside me now, always. I give my life to thee. I give my life to thee. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thanks that I am free. Grant that I may always know that you died and rose for me. And as I go to sleep this night, I pray that you will be right beside me now and always. I give my life to thee. Amen. I'm so glad that you listened to your SOS nighttime tape. I hope it helps you to know that you are loved and cared for. And may you be filled with good health, happiness, and an abundance of hope, knowing that Jesus is beside you now in spirit. Good night, my friend, and may God bless you.